This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. I'm working on my New Year's resolutions. I hate New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions, whenever you bring it up, makes everybody cringe. I don't know why they started doing that. I think it's because people feel so guilty for partying their butts off during the holidays and then on New Year's that if they bring up New Year's resolutions, they think mom or grandma or wifey is going to be happy that, they're doing something productive, after all the, jubilations and revelry and whatever the hell we do on New Year's Eve. But I cannot stand listening to people talk about New Year's resolutions. I think it is boring. It makes me feel guilty. I feel inept because somebody always has a real cool resolution. And I think the reason why I always feel guilty and I feel inept is because I'm never successful at keeping a New Year's resolution. Do you guys remember what my New Year's resolution was the past few years? It was to do a better radio show. I know exactly, case in point. My New Year's resolution, again, it's on the top of my list. My New Year's resolution is to make my radio show better. Now, maybe I might meet that goal for the first 10 minutes of January. I may meet that goal, but then all of a sudden I'm going to go off on some study, or I'll talk about my husband's and my weak sex life, or I'll do something, and all of a sudden the show's going to be just like the way it's always been all these years. So, how should we approach our New Year's resolutions so they stick? And again, I really hate talking about it. I think New Year's resolutions are boring, but the top New Year's resolutions that I guess most people make include, number one, losing weight. Who the hell wants to, all right, I was losing weight. I think we all could lose some weight, except Tom over there, who's skinny and could sit there eating a Chipotle burrito right in front of all of us, and we gain weight just smelling it. So, but for the most part, many of us need to lose weight. All right. Many of us also make a New Year's resolution that we're going to stay healthy, as if throughout the past year, we're like, I am purposely not going to stay healthy. No, I mean, duh. Okay, I mean, nobody purposely tries to gain weight except, for people trying to, make a weight on a team. So nobody purposely tries to get sick. So our New Year's resolution is to stay healthy. Another New Year's resolution, according to statisticbrain.com, is to get organized. Really? So, okay, how would I get organized? If that was a New Year's resolution, I'd probably go to Office Depot. I get some files. I get some little color-coded files. I love filing. I really do. I'm very weird with that. I like having files, making files, putting colors on the files. But then I give up, and I just have a pile on my desk. So getting organized. Here, spending less money and saving more money. That's a New Year's resolution. Okay, how many of you go throughout the year saying, I'm going to spend as much as I can? No, you want to spend less, but if that keeps you busy in January, figuring out a budget, go for it. I think that's great. Quitting smoking, new year, new lungs, absolutely. Quitting smoking is wonderful. Many people say this is what I'm going to do. But here's the other thing, okay? January is a very depressing month. January is probably my worst month in terms of moods because I love Christmas and Hanukkah and the holidays and the lights so much. And what happens in January? Everything gets taken down. So all the colors and the glitz and the bling is gone. And now here we are in January, right? The accountant's like, we've got to start working on your taxes. And you're like, really? And it's such a letdown. So the problem is you try to keep busy. Well, if I'm working on my New Year's resolutions, I'm not going to get depressed that it's January. So I would suggest, okay, all right, if you want to make your New Year's resolution stick, one, make it fun. Make it a fun New Year's resolution. Do it as a group. Let's say you have to lose weight. Losing weight really sucks. I hate trying to lose weight. If I liked losing weight, I probably would be a lot skinnier. All right, so then make a contest with people at work. All right, everybody weigh yourselves at work. All right, whoever loses the most weight in this next week gets, you know, everybody throw $5 in the pot. Okay, and then each week somebody else wins. All right, and you could do objective little things. You don't want to say, okay, whoever cut their carbs, because somebody could lie. But I mean, there's things you could do with your office. There's things you could do with your family. There's things you could do with your friends. All right, and it's a great way to try to get your New Year's resolution met. Here they also have help others in their dreams. I think that's awesome. Find a charity to work with. I'm going to be working on a National Blood Donation a week and National Blood Donation Day early on this next year, working with the states to create their Blood Donation Day. So that's going to keep me busy so I don't get depressed. Fall in love. That's a New Year's resolution, to fall in love. How do you make that happen? How do you force falling in love? How do you choreograph that? But a lot of people, they don't want to be single. They don't like being single on New Year's, so they make that New Year's resolution. Now, this New Year's resolution, I will not force anybody to do, even though it really is a good New Year's resolution. It's spend more time with family. Okay, I know. Look, I didn't write these New Year's resolutions, okay? I got this from statisticbrain.com. One of the top New Year's resolutions was to spend more time with family. Now, I don't spend enough time with my kids. Personally, that's why I think they're doing so well. I think too much Dr. Dahlia will really mess with my kids' psyche. But honestly, spending more time with my kids should be a New Year's resolution, so you guys could do that. Be nicer to the dog. Be nicer to your cats. Be nicer to the in-laws, all right? So, the percent of Americans who usually make New Year's resolutions are 45%. The percent of Americans who even frequently make New Year's resolutions is 17%. The percent of Americans who never make New Year's resolutions because they're stupid, 38%. The percentage of people who are successful in achieving their New Year's resolution, only 8%. We've got to change that up. Okay, we got to be the year where we change that up. Percent of people who have infrequent success, 49%. The percent of people who never succeed and fail on the resolution each year, 24%. Add me in that one, so 25%. People who explicitly make resolutions are 10 times more likely to attain their goals than those who don't make resolutions. All right, so I promise you guys I'll do a better radio show. Now, you know what? That was last year's resolution. I won't do it this year. I don't feel like it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the
unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And I really appreciate all the well wishes I got from having surgery on Monday. I apologize that I'm not live all the hours of the day to answer your calls. I've been still trying to stay live this week to do to give you the latest news, as obviously it's been very, very busy with George Michael and Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher dying and broken heart syndrome in the news and all sorts of other things that have been going on. wrapping up a very tumultuous year, 2016. And so I really appreciate you guys' patience and your well wishes. Very awesome. Surgery, as you know, went well. I had a ventral hernia repair. They used this robot, Da Vinci. I thought it was a very, very sexy robot. My IUD was very excited to meet them, and I guess I have a date coming up soon. Difficult to sit, difficult to poop, but very easy to talk, so that's why I've been able to do my show. And I got my voice back. I'm still not able to sing, but you guys really don't like my singing anyway. So it went really, really well, and I just really got to shout out my surgeon, Dr. Craig Iwamoto. Very, very awesome. Haven't even needed pain medication, so very, very cool. I love radio. That's the best part about radio. I could be in a sports bra. I don't even have to be wearing a bra, and I could still do the show. So, but no, don't worry, I'm wearing a bra. Because otherwise the microphone's going to get knocked over the desk. I have to wear a bra. That being said, many of you guys have had medical questions, so if I wasn't live at the time, you left it on the answer line, so let's go hit those questions now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My wife has been prescribed a blood thinner drug called Xarelto, and we've been reading there's been a lot of claims, class action suits, and they're having a problem with the drug, and she's supposed to start on the drug tomorrow. And we're concerned about it. And is there any alternative? Thank you very much. Thanks, Dr. Deli, for all your info. Bye.
Talk to you live. You must have called with listening to one of the other affiliates. Great. Yes, I think there's even a commercial that I hear where if you've taken Xarelto, there's a class action lawsuit. It's a call these attorneys, etc. Let's just quickly talk about these blood thinners. We've talked about warfarin. I believe Hillary Clinton was taking warfarin. Warfarin is a blood thinner, all right? And we use these blood thinners to help prevent people from making clots or to help break up clots. And the reason why Xarelto came out and why there was such a market for Xarelto is because warfarin was a very high maintenance or is a very high maintenance drug. Warfarin that thins the blood, you have to take very obviously religiously, maybe multiple times in the day as opposed to one. You have to monitor your levels. If you eat something, like let's say you eat some spinach or you have a drink or something, it could totally put your levels out of whack. And so somebody on warfarin or Coumadin, okay, is another name for it, Coumadin, has to be watched very, very closely. Well, pharmaceutical companies come out with Xarelto and Pradaxa. And these blood thinners, you could take once a day. You don't have to monitor levels, okay? And they just seem easier. You could go on vacation. You don't have to run to a laboratory to get your blood test done like we have to do with warfarin and continually getting stuck. And so Xarelto made people's lives very, 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 very simple when it came to being on a blood thinner. Now, when we decide if you need to be on a blood thinner, we usually look at a few different things, okay? We've talked about atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is an abnormal beat, heart rhythm, that will put you more at risk for clots. This was something that was rumored to be going on with Hillary Clinton as to why she needed to be on blood thinners. Yes, she had a history of a blood clot before, but a variety of different things could cause blood clots. But one of the more common reasons for people to have blood clots is atrial fibrillation. I've seen people drink an energy drink and go into atrial fibrillation. And atrial fibrillation is where the electric pulse doesn't come from the top of the heart in a very smooth, rhythmic, ba-boom, ba-boom, you know, to cause the heart to beat, ba-boom, ba-boom. With atrial fibrillation, the electrical pulse is so erratic that the heart's like ba-boop, 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 ba-boop. So if the heart can't make a nice big pump and pump the blood out, what happens to blood that sits and settles and maybe just sloshes around? It becomes a clot. And so unfortunately with this, You could then form a clot. You could have a stroke. It's been rumored this could have been what happened with Debbie Reynolds. When Debbie Reynolds was mourning the loss of her daughter, Carrie Fisher, and was planning the funeral, all of a sudden she had to be taken to the hospital at 1 in the afternoon for a possible stroke. Well, broken heart syndrome could induce a cardiomyopathy. It could induce an abnormal heart rhythm. An abnormal heart rhythm could put you at risk for clot. So many of you with atrial fibrillation and abnormal heart rates have to take a blood thinner. If you've had prior surgery with a heart valve, if you have a heart birth defect, okay, congenital heart disease sometimes puts you more at risk for blood clots. If you had a deep vein thrombosis where you had a clot deep in your leg or in a deep vein that goes and travels, you want a blood thinner to help break up the clot. Pulmonary embolism, that blocks blood flow. It's an embolism or a clot that blocks flow to the lungs. We've also used it for pulmonary hypertension. Now, Endo Laboratories is the ones that came out with Coumadin back in 1954, and still it has been one of the most popular blood thinners out there. But Johnson & Johnson's subsidiary Janssen Pharmaceuticals partnered with Bayer to develop Xarelto. And Xarelto, Pradox, etc., are in this new class of oral anticoagulants. Now, these oral anticoagulants, however, are not without risks. If you are on an anticoagulant, then you're more prone to bleeding. Now, why is that? How do these suckers work? Wow, you know what? Maybe my New Year's resolution is actually coming into play. Look, I'm teaching you guys something. Hey, my show is getting better by the second. Warfarin, which was discovered back in the 40s, developed in the 1950s to be sold, okay, works by blocking the blood clotting factors that rely on vitamin K. All right, vitamin K is used by multiple factors to help the blood clot. This is why we give infants vitamin K when they're born. Many times we give them a shot of vitamin K to make sure that they can perform proper clots in case they don't have enough vitamin K already innately. Now, what's so crucial about warfarin and Coumadin working on vitamin K and therefore are working through vitamin K, therefore blocking clotting factors, is let's say you overdosed on warfarin. Let's say you accidentally took too much, or you completely forgot and you took a food or a medication that messed up your levels. And now your blood could be too thin. Easy. The anecdote is vitamin K. We could give you some vitamin K and we could reverse the problem. Right? Not with Xarelto. With Xarelto, we don't have an antidote. Same thing with Pradoxa. Now, there was a study that came out, which is why you see all the lawyers jumping on the bandwagon, that the blood thinner Xarelto could have a slightly greater risk of serious bleeding than Pradoxa and some of these other medications. And because there's no antidote, that could be dangerous. But people like Xarelto because, again, it's once a day. You don't have to monitor your levels. And so it's been very, 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 very welcomed. All right? And people have been very, very excited about it. So Xarelto being new, people like that, versus warfarin's kind of old. A once-a-day standard dose, a lot of people like that rather than having to take their Coumadin four times a day. However, for some of us medical professionals, we're like, taking something once a day, you know, blindly could put you more at risk. So we know that there's side effects, but there's side effects with both. So what do we do now? Well, if you had a serious bleeding injury, like a bleed to the brain, a GI bleed, etc., I would hate to say it's all the blood thinner's fault. Okay, if you are prone to having an ulcer, let's say you drink a lot of alcohol, let's say you have peptic ulcer disease, let's say you have a history of ulcers in the family, gastric ulcers and whatnot, and you take a blood thinner and that ulcer starts to bleed more, it's not all the blood thinner's fault. You have an issue with ulcers. So if you are prone to ulcers, you need to get that checked. Now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, how do I know if I'm prone to ulcers? Well, are you getting your regular colonoscopies? Are you checking in with your GI doctor every 5 to 10 years? All right. If so, you want to let them know, look, I'm taking a blood thinner, so can you make sure I don't have any ulcers? Oh, insurance may not pay for that, Dr. Dahlia. Well, look, if you've ever had any abdominal issues, abdominal pain, they may. So, you know, would you, you know, if you take Xarelto, should you worry? If you take any sort of blood thinner, you could be at risk. Okay.
but it's more risky to have a blood clot. 1-877-DOC-DELI. Don't go away.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Read my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com or go to my website at drdahlia.com. We try to give you the latest in medical news and educate you guys as quickly and easily as possible because we know you guys are pretty, pretty busy. Now, this is something that's very interesting. There is a syndrome that is linked to smoking marijuana that was reported here in Forbes. And we're seeing spikes of this in states with legalized marijuana. And there was a recent piece by Dr. John LaPook that shed light on this condition, which is not very understood, in where patients develop patterns of cyclical vomiting and abdominal pain. And they use hot baths and showers to control symptoms. And they found that there's an increased prevalence of this syndrome in one state that recently legalized the use of marijuana. So LaPook interviewed a Dr. Kenan Hurd, who described his 2015 study from the Annals of Emergency Medicine, which noted that after medical marijuana was legalized in 2009, the prevalence of the cyclical vomiting, I don't like that word cyclical, that just sounds weird. Cycles, so, but it's pronounced cyclical. This cyclical vomiting associated with cannabis, and it doubled in two Colorado hospitals. And as we know, Colorado made recreational marijuana legal back in 2012. In states where marijuana is not legal, some healthcare providers may not be familiar with these presenting symptoms of CHS and associated use of marijuana. They said many providers may neglect to ask if patients are using cannabis, with many patients unwilling to admit they're using an illegal substance. Yeah, this is kind of a mess where you have something legal in some states and not legal in others. That's going to be very interesting. The study also shows that with the doubling of the incidence of the CHS, the propensity to self-report also increased significantly, better allowing healthcare providers to identify the patients who are having these repeated ER visits. So if you live in a state where marijuana is legal, people may be more inclined to say, look, the reason why I'm having this problem is because of marijuana, as opposed to if you're in a state where it's not legal and you're having these throw-ups and these vomiting episodes and this abdominal pain, you're going to say, oh, I got the stomach flu. So the ER doc will give you something for the stomach flu. Right? He's not going to run a tox screen or a drug test. And you have a right to your privacy. Meanwhile, nobody is learning that there could be this issue. So we are confined to only studying it in states where marijuana is legal. To me, it's interesting. I guess this was described, the CHS syndrome with marijuana, was described back in 2004 in Australia. Little data on its incidence and prevalence. 31 cases, so I apologize, we're getting some sound in, let me lower this. 31 cases were reported in a 2010 report in the Canadian Journal of Gastroenterology. Prolonged vomiting could cause dehydration, it could cause kidney failure. Many of these people needed IV fluids, they needed antiemetics, things to help. See, have any of you ever smoked marijuana to the point where you were vomiting? We usually see this with alcohol, but why with marijuana? They said a large percentage of patients who presented to the ER had this cyclical vomiting. They had to go through ultrasounds. They had to go through CT scans to rule out other sorts of pathology. Are you vomiting and having abdominal pain because you've got a pancreatitis or because you've got a cholecystitis, a gallbladder issue? Do you have an ulcer that burst? So, you know, people are either, you know, we're spending money in the ER to evaluate this. And if we later determine that this is because of marijuana, we could then hopefully identify it better. What do? We give you IV fluids. We give you antiemetics to stop the nausea and vomiting. Many times we try to concentrate more on the GI system and make sure that you don't have a propensity towards ulcers or pancreatitis or gallbladder issue, etc. They say another similar entity known as cyclical vomiting syndrome, or CVS, is seen among patients with depression and migraine headaches. This should also be a part of the differential diagnosis, they say. When a patient reveals that they have compulsively taken hot showers while they're using cannabinoids, CHS then is likely the culprit. Now, this is interesting because I don't smoke pot, but I love taking hot showers. Whenever I don't feel well, if I cough, have a coughing fit, I take a hot shower. You know, having this surgery, when you cough, it hurts because you use a lot of your abdominal muscles when you cough. And my abdominal muscles hurt. So what I do is I jump into the shower, I take a hot shower, and it helps stop the cough. So a lot of people, just because you go to the hot shower doesn't necessarily mean you're doing marijuana. But people doing marijuana that finds relief in the hot shower may be looking at the CHS. Now, one of you have commented on, wait a second, aren't we using marijuana to stop nausea? You're correct about that. We use marijuana in a pill form, cannabis, known as Marinol, for people suffering from chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting. The anti-nausea effect of cannabis is because of delta-9 THC. They say, according to Forbes, that's the principal psychoactive ingredient that helps stop vomiting. So why would somebody paradoxically have intense vomiting if there's this delta-9 THC on board? So what they think maybe could be happening is you've got this buildup of cannabis's toxic metabolites in the brain. It leads to the downregulation of a CB1 receptor, which basically means you have so much of it that your body downregulates, going, look, we got too much on board, so we don't need to accept anymore. Now your guard is down and they could throw up. They also think that maybe we're having different concentrations of the marijuana. It could be animal models have demonstrated that cannabidiol is anti-emetic in low doses but can lead to vomiting in high doses. So this is something that's very, very interesting. I would suggest for any of you that do like to smoke but do have medical issues, I would say... make sure not only your heart's fine, because you know how they talked about how there could be a risk of heart attack with marijuana, but also that your bowel issues are okay. There was a study that came out that I want to pull up where marijuana decreased blood flow to the brain. I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago, and we have another study that's come out finding marijuana restricting blood flow to the brain. Now, if you are prone to strokes, this is not good. Not good at all. They say brain scans of nearly 1,000 passive present marijuana users revealed abnormally low blood flow throughout their brains compared to a smaller control group of 92 people who never used pot. They said the differences were astonishing. Virtually every area of the brain we measured was lower in blood flow and activity in the marijuana smokers than in the healthy group. Now, the hippocampus is the part of the brain that deals with memory. They found the blood flow the lowest in the hippocampus. Remember, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Hippocampus is the gateway to your memory, to get those memories put into long-term storage. Dr. Daniel Amen, a psychiatrist and founder of the U.S.-based Amen Clinics, he said that area distinguished healthy people from pot smokers better than any other area of the brain. So when we talk about memory loss with marijuana, we may have some facts. We may have some medical evidence of this. If we find a link between marijuana and dementia or marijuana and Alzheimer's, that could be frightening as well. Now, why aren't we studying this more? You would think it would be very easy. Get a bunch of people who admitted to doing pot since the 1960s. Take a look and see if they have dementia or Alzheimer's now. The problem with that, the reason why it's not as cut and dry, is many people that smoked marijuana also smoked regular cigarettes. And we know that tobacco use could put somebody at risk for dementia. So it's going to be very hard to dissect out just pot. We would have to find people that just strictly smoked marijuana and then take a look at the brains, do mini mental status exams, etc., and see. The other thing, too, also is when you are under the high of marijuana, you're not studying for an SAT or an MCAT or for the bar, so you don't use your brain as much if you're in states of euphoria, and we need to constantly be using our brain to work it like a muscle. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Way. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Way, too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Way and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Way. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Way. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Way. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Way. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Way and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Way. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you guys are trying to learn Spanish and pick up words and make yourself a little bit more fluent. Well, we devised a very easy course to take when it comes to health Spanish, body parts, numbers, hospital, clinic type terminology, medications, medical problems, and it's a very easy, inexpensive course to take. Go to learnhealthspanish.com. You do it online. Quizzes, you get a certificate of your completion, and it's a lot of fun. So for those of you that are still looking for an easy way to learn some more Spanish, go to learnhealthspanish.com, learnhealthspanish.com, and use code DDW. It gives you a good discount. Now, this is cool. There's a device that can detect 17 different diseases by our breath alone. This was a study published last week in American Chemical Society, NANO. Scientist Hassam Haik has been working on this quote-unquote electronic nose for years, the outline reports. And this new study shows the impressive things that it could do. According to Fox News and Smithsonian Magazine, scientists used the device to sample the breaths of more than 1,400 people and found it could diagnose 17 different diseases: Parkinson's, lung cancer, kidney failure, MS, Crohn's disease, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer. Can you imagine kidney failure, lung cancer, being diagnosed by a breathalyzer? This quote-unquote electric nose is awesome. Hike's device works by using artificially intelligent nanorays to smell a person's breath and identify VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, at a molecular level. So, you know, let's say you have lung cancer, you give off these organic compounds, and these nanorays can pick it up. 13 of these compounds in various amounts and combinations create a unique, quote-unquote, breath print, as opposed to fingerprint, for diseases. The 86% success rate is still too low, but this contraption called the nanos, N-A-nose, N-O-S-E, the nanos, you know, a 14% failure rate, that's not good enough. But 86%, we're on our way. Scientists believe in a number of years it could be cheap and easy enough for people to use at home. Now, what's so cool about that is when I receive a call or an email from a listener saying, Dr. Dahlia, how do I know I don't have cancer? I went to my doctor. I asked them to run every test to make sure I don't have cancer. You can't run a blood test to look at every single cancer. You know, and you know, we've broken it down. Okay, well, so let's say you want to make sure you don't have lung cancer. Well, we could do a chest x-ray. We could do a CAT scan. But you could still have elements of lung cancer. It could be too small for the CAT scan to pick up. This breathalyzer may be able to pick it up. All right, well, is there a blood test for colon cancer? There is a blood test to monitor your colon cancer, but not to screen for it. To screen for colon cancer, you need to have a sigmoidoscopy or a colonoscopy. I prefer colonoscopy because it can also look at the right side of the colon. Mammograms are for breast. Prostate, again, no screen, but we could do a digital rectal exam. We could run a PSA to monitor. So melanoma, you got to examine the skin. So you can't walk into your medical provider's office, say, run every test in the book to see if I have any diseases. You can't do that because the cancer could still creep up on you. And that's scary because with somebody like me where cancer is all over the family, either heart attacks, cancer, we don't live very long in my family compared to others. It would be really, really nice to, when you are healthy, to be able to take a test that's non-invasive. I mean, we don't really want a bunch of 20-year-olds getting colonoscopies. Being able to take these breathalyzer tests, this could be the wave of the future. This could be so awesome. And they say people who aren't even showing symptoms could be screened, leading to very early detection of more successful treatment. Dr. Hike says the nanos could be used to increase lung cancer survival rates from 10% to 70% just by early diagnosis alone. So, this is something in the works. This isn't the first time we heard that they were working on something like this, but I think the breath is underutilized. I think that what we exhale could give a lot of information. And so I would really, really recommend them trying to accelerate this sort of technology because, you know, having people do breathalyzer tests would be, again, with 14% false negatives, that's a problem. But hopefully they could tune this up. Weight loss surgery. Many people don't talk about some pretty bad side effects that they may get from gastric bypass. Now, we don't see a lot more gastric bypass Roux-en-Y procedures. We see still sleeve procedures and lap bands more commonly. But many people in many countries are still unfortunately getting the gastric bypass. This Roux-en-Y, which reduces the stomach to a small pouch, kind of the size of an egg, reroutes so you could get the food digested. And, you know, people will lose weight. They'll lose about 31% of their total body weight. Right? They said, however, they were more likely to experience indigestion and the inability to tolerate multiple foods. I'm looking at a diagram here of how they do the Roux-en-Ys. Basically, they cut off most of the stomach, and they leave a small pouch, and they attach that pouch to the intestine. And then it just and it works. I mean, I remember back in the 90s when I was a medical student watching people get this. It works, but they've been able to do less severe surgeries. Now, one thing that's bothered me with the gastric bypass is I had two patients who had the old-school gastric bypass, and they both came down eventually with some very severe cancer. One came with a lymphoma, and one came down with a thyroid cancer. Now, you can still get lymphoma whether you had a gastric bypass or not. You can still get thyroid cancer, but sometimes I wonder if such rapid, drastic weight loss can mess with your immune system to the point where you aren't, you're vulnerable when it comes to a cell becoming cancerous. So I get a little nervous about drastic, drastic weight loss. I would rather weight loss be more methodical, which is why I was a big fan of the lap band. The lap band, they go in. They put a ring around the stomach, decreasing the stomach surface area, hopefully decreasing appetite. And if you don't like it, you can get it taken out. Unfortunately, these gastric lap bands, a foreign body, which this band is, many times the body doesn't like and it seems to reject. And so even though I saw phenomenal weight loss with it, patients were having issues. Abdominal pain, scarring, and so many doctors went to the gastric sleeve instead. Now, this gastric sleeve is where you have the nice pouch of the stomach, and then you remove the hanging portion of the pouch, so you don't have to bypass any of the tubes. Okay, the esophagus still connects to the stomach still connects to the small intestine, but the extra hanging pouch of that, kind of like, you know, if you're walking around the Amazon rainforest and you have this water pouch that's kind of semicircle, all right? Taking that semicircle pouch, removing that part, sewing it up, you're decreasing the anatomy without messing with anatomical structures. And the gastric sleeve right now seems to be one of the most excited and successful ways to lose weight. Now, some of you have been battling diabetes or battling high blood pressure. You know, you need to lose weight pretty quickly. I get that. All right? And, you know, it's a shame. But, you know, the more methodical and the more long-lasting the weight loss, the better. That's a big problem with New Year's resolutions. We try to lose our weight too quickly. What you need to do is have mini goals. I'm going to lose 5 pounds a month. I'm going to lose 10 pounds a month. Mini goals, all right? And having these mini goals, 10 pounds could be too much. But let's say, okay, let's look at New Year's, all right? Because we're coming to the end of the year. Let's say you want to lose weight and you're about to quit because you didn't lose the weight you want to in January. Have a completely separate goal for February. Make a completely separate goal for March. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Pay Inc. Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.